Thank you, Mark. And John Hoshea with you here. It's the 2024 WRMJ Radiothon Relay for Life. So give us a call at 582-5666 to make your donation or your pledge. We're trying to beat last year's number. I think it was around $8,500. And joining me right now is Denny Brown. And Denny, an Aledo native, he is a survivor of many basal cell skin cancers. And so you're a survivor. That's a great thing. And so many of them. So what are the signs, and when you get the news, what do you do?
You're not supposed to brag about how many you've had, John. I wanted to start off with really thanking WRMJ. This is the only station I know of or have heard of that sponsors a radiothon and support, and you've done it for years. And I'm so proud of Mercer County and the people that get behind it. You know, 16,000 people in our county, and we raise a phenomenal amount of cash.
Oh, yeah.
And that comes in usually in small donations from lots of people. But I think that touches us because every week, just like you said to your sister-in-law, every week, it's a rarely 2-3 weeks, we go without hearing of someone that cancer is affecting. And I got to tell you, we're in it to take the fight on.
Yeah. So you notice some like marking on your skin somewhere, and then what do you do?
I did. Yeah. When I was half the age I am today, I went in, and this is an odd beauty mark that I had on my cheek. Dr. Abad was here. This was when John Hoshea, it was pretty early to Aledo.
Yeah.
And that was the first start. But in and out, now I'm a frequent flyer with it. I get checked every 6 months.
Oh, okay.
But I think so many people, and each cancer is very different. Pancreatic cancer and some lousy, there's no good form of cancer to get. But I've been very fortunate to survive 35 years and to get 5 grandchildren and enjoy life.
Right. So if you see any markings on your skin, especially your face, your hands, your arms, you know, anything that gets exposed to the sun a lot, go get it checked out.
It's important. It's so early detection and treatment is very important. And I've had two forms. Basal cell is the most common. And 1 in 5 people will get basal cell cancer sometime in their life. But if you get in, get it treated, it's 99% survivable by American Dermatological Association. So I would encourage that. There are 3 primary types. There's a squamous cell, which is a little more aggressive, significant. And then there's melanoma, which is the most aggressive. But mine has been, if you can have cancer and have good experience, originally they detected it, treated it, and incised the spot on my face. More often, when I go in for treatment, they use what I call a freeze ray. I'm not sure if that's the exact med school term, but it's actually liquid nitrogen that they'll freeze a little bit of those spots, and they'll go over your body. I've also had a chemo treatment of a fluorocell, which actually if you spread it on like your forehead, it will burn similar to a bad sunburn on the cancerous cells, but the healthy cells, it won't affect. They'll get red during treatment, but eventually you can get some new baby-like skin coming back. You look like you've been pickled though before you get quite done.
Denny, it sounds like part of the advice might be, and I'm probably no different, if you see something on your skin, somewhere in your body, I might tend to say, you know what, let's leave it be, see what happens. And then all of a sudden, 6 months have gone by, but that can really lead to worse things down the road if you wait. I know it's hard to see something and say something to the doctor, but that's so critical.
This is a time where you don't want to tough it out. Go in and have it looked at. And when you think about it, there are areas of your body that you can't see, like your shoulders, your back. You can't really get a good idea. And you can ask your loved ones, hey, will you look at this? This feels funny, or see if you see anything. Oh, my goodness, talk about pressure that you put on a loved one to say, why don't you diagnose this?
Yeah.
Well, That's not a good approach. So go in on this most common form of cancer. The good news is you're going to be able to work. The treatments are tolerable, and you can handle pain without heavy medication. In fact, I don't take any medication when I'm in treatment. The other thing I'd say, though, is when you begin to face cancer, you can get support. You can hear from others, and you can begin to learn, well, here's what my experience was. If it's more serious form, you have to go to a larger center. The American Cancer Society can help out with things like Hope Lodge, or they can connect you with, hey, John Hoscheid, his family just had something similar to this. Now, a humble attitude going into that is important. Everyone is not the same. It's like asking a guy about childbirth. Mm-hmm. We may have opinions, but we haven't
you
been
really
there.
You really don't know much.
And everyone is different. So right. it's good to connect with people that can be supportive as you're going through a difficult chapter.
Well, listen, thanks for coming in. We appreciate you telling your story, and we'll see you with fans in the stands this fall.
I'm hoping to. I do want to encourage two things.
Okay.
In addition to supporting this cause today, if you would consider, if your health tolerates it, giving blood, platelets, or plasma. When you're in treatment, you need these products, and you just can't go out to Huffman's Farm Store and get these off the shelf. So if you'd consider that, it's another way that you can support those in cancer treatment. But again, thank you to everyone listening. Good things happen within this community, and it makes it a joy to live here.
Exactly. Well, thanks for coming. And once again, give us a call at 582-5666 to make your pledge to the American Cancer Society's Relay for Life. Let's get back to the markets.